Monday, the 2nd of October, you'd face Chishri, Kavashima Shilkin, hiding in the sukkah.
So Zman Simcha Seim is upon us, Baruch Hashem. Should be a tremendous Simcha Val Yidin. What's the cause of our Simcha this time of year? Ba'osu B'chom Gonecho obviously adds a lot of Simcha in many people's homes, gathering in the crop, but Chazal states that the Yidden on Sukkot, having just been through Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Adin, are confident that they have achieved what they set out to achieve, and that they have been received with full mechila, slicha, and kapora. Okay, it's written in Vayikra Rabba that two people go into court. They've got a lawsuit, and you don't know which one has been victorious before the king. Then all you need to do is have a look and observe how they come out, and the one that emerges, Va'agin Biyode, he's got his weapons in his hand. He is the victor. And similarly, Klal Yisrael, when they emerge from Yom Ha'Neroim into the big wide world, and they are machzik in their Arba Minim, so you know that we've been successful. And so, Taka, this is where we get the idea that Sukkot is Zman Simcha. It's a time of joy, it's a time of confidence, it's a time of rejoicing. And therefore David HaMelech in the Dovid Hashem, in Mizbuch of Zayin, the Dovid Hashem that we've been saying throughout, Elul Yom HaNeroim, makes reference to the Sukkah, after he's made reference to the Yom HaNeroim, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur themselves, the Dovid Hashem Oiri, Oiri is Rosh Hashanah, the Yishi is Yom Kippur, but Shteitin Yalkut, brought down in many Svarim Kedoshim. And then further on in the Mizmor, Ki Yitzpeneni Besukoi, like it says on the title, Ki Yitzpeneni Besukoi, Yom Ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be Yitzpeneni. It's a notion of protection, a notion of hiding away, of sheltering, Yom Ra, Yastireni Beseser Oholoi, similarly, which Baruch Hu will hide us away, Meseser Oholoi in the privacy of his tent. But Sur Yeromimeni, Sur Yeromimeni, Shtetim Ben Ezra, again is a reference to this idea that we are on a sur, we're on the top of a mountain, the top of a rock. We're feeling very accomplished, feeling very confident. That's the idea. If that's the case, then how do we explain that throughout Sukkot, every day of Sukkot, one of the defining features of the Yom Tov, certainly one of the defining features of the Tefillah of the Yom Tov, is Hoshanas. Hoshanas. Hoshana, Hoshana l'man chalekeinu, Hoshana malcho bereinu, galeinu dorsheinu. Hoshana, Hoshana, Kodesh Baruch Hu, save us. L'man amitoch, l'man brisoch, l'man godoch v'sifartoch. I thought the Yishi was on Yom Kippur. The Yeshua was on Yom Kippur. We've already been saved. We've already been saved. So now's the time to celebrate. Now's the time to focus on the accomplishments. Hoshana, Hoshana. And okay, culminates in Hoshana Rabbah. The Sukkah is built up to this gross Yeshua, despite the fact that Ori was Rosh Hashanah and Yishi was already on Yom Kippur. So this is a bit shvet. How do we make sense of Hoishano after we've already emerged victorious? It's like the fellow that the Medrash describes emerging from the court with his weapons aloft, held high in victory, or like somebody returning from battle with the sword, the luluf, held high in victory, and is still screaming, "Save me, save me! Would you save me? The war's over. The war's over! Don't mention the war." But what's the Hoishan the Rabba? The end of Sukkot and the Shand is the whole way through Sukkot. So there's a famous question, another question that is asked, which is why Rosh Hashanah precedes Yom Kippur? I'm sure many of us have heard lots of Torah on this over the past couple of weeks. L'chori Rosh Hashanah should be after Yom Kippur, the Yom HaDin should be after we've been through the whole process of Kapora and Teshuvah. In the Beis HaLikim of the Mabit in Shaar HaTshuva, it tells us a very important Yisoid. The Yisoid is that every Avera is really divided into two parts, or into two aspects. There's the Avera itself, the Maisa Avera, that which has been done. And then there's the Richuk that is created by the Avera. There's a distance between a person and a Ribono Shel Olam Kaviyochol. Hagam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always close to everybody. Korav Hashem, L'rochik V'la'korav. Shalom Hashem says L'rochik and to the Korav. But nonetheless, there's a certain rhythm, there's a distance, there's a coldness that sets in. After a person's done an Avera, there's a certain coldness. Under Zogun Pshat, that's why Avera is Gereres Avera. Because once a person does an Avera the first time, so he becomes a Shtichel Obgeschwacht. He becomes a bit weaker and becomes a bit colder. So doesn't hurt so much to do it a second time. Like in any relationship, once it starts breaking apart, then nebuch, it's very difficult. Because then each avla doesn't carry as much weight, so it's easier. It's easier to say a bad word. Masha Inkin, if a person is in a very good relationship, you know, every word that's damaging, it feels much worse. Masha Alkin, the pshat is that a person before they can do kapara, they need to warm themselves up a bit. They need to get a bit closer. And thus attach oiri before the ishi. The oiri is the light that warms a person after the richuk. It's makar of the person. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. We come back closer to Rosh Hashanah. I'm not talking about averus today. Right, we're talking about just getting close, being mamlich the Ribono Shel Olam over ourselves. Right, hevi ani beis hamelech. We're trying to get closer to the melech. We're trying to come inside. And Eimol, right, then you can start, you know, talking about Kapara and fixing the problem, fixing the Maisa HaChet, the Chet itself. But before you can fix the Chet, one needs to draw close, one needs to become warmer. What is exactly this Kiruv? What is exactly this closeness? What is the Oyer that is Rosh Hashanah? Hashem, the Dovid Hashem Oyeri. What is the Oyer exactly? So the Chorei Alpidar Amchal, in Derech Hashem, the Chorei Pshat is that a person needs to recognize that there's one Ribono Shel Olam and Ein Od Milvado. There's nothing else. The holy Yisoid, really, of Rosh Hashanah is Ein Od Milvado. If you were to boil down the Kavonus and the Tfilis and the essence of the day, it's really to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, it's also Ribono Shel Olam. There's nothing else at the Ribono Shel Olam, and everybody will say, Ribono Shel Olam is in charge of everything. There's nothing outside of the Ribono Shel Olam. The truth is, the Ramchal says, we're supposed to have that Kavanah every time we have a Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim. Of course, the big Kabbalah Oyel Malchus Shemaim is on Rosh Hashanah. Just like the big Kabbalah Sator is on Shavuos, but every day there's a Kabbalah Sator, and every day there's a Kabbalah Sator Malchus Shemaim. When we say Shema, and the Ramchal says that when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When we say Echad, we're not just saying that the Ribono Shel Olam is one as opposed to two. We're not even declaring the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam is Eino Milvadoi. We are declaring the fact that therefore we are nothing. Dostim Shad. We are nothing. There's one Ribbono Shel Olam, and there's nothing outside of Ribbono Shel Olam. So wer bin ich? Ich bin agonisht. Ich bin agonisht. So therefore, when we say Echad, das ist der größte Kabbalah von Malchus Shemayim. That's the biggest Kabbalah von Malchus Shemayim. Because in effect we're saying, there's nothing outside Ribbono Shel Olam. And anything I am and anything I have is bottle and mevutel to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this is the oyer. This is the oil, this clarity, this awareness and this recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yochid U'Miyuchad, this recognition of that, this is what warms the person and brings him close, and Ashalkin is able to approach the V'yishi. So Medem Kenem Fashtein is something else. In Posuk state, and we said this many, many times in Yom Kippur, Mochi Sicho V'Sho'echo V'Che'oman Chato Yisecho Shuvei Elai Ki Ga'alticho Hot Gefrekta Alta. The Alter von Köln asks the following question. He says, let's look at this pasuk. Mochi sicho'ov p'sho'echo. Rebbein Shlomo will wipe out our p'shoim like a cloud, and Ka'on is also a cloud. Ka'on ha'chatzisecho. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has wiped out the Aveira. Shuvo elai, do to Shuvo, ki galticha, because I've already redeemed you. So what's the answer to Shuvo, Ibaza? What's the kasha? Shuvo elai, right? You should come back because I've already redeemed you. If you've already been redeemed, so Baba Shuvo Elai. Yeah? It should be Shuvo Elai Kadesh Hani Egolcha. Maybe. If you come back, in order that I should redeem you, not Kigal Ticho. Zogda Muridikazah. He says, even after a person has done Teshuvah, and even after Oyri V'Yishi, even after Machisi Cho'ov and Ucha Onon, a person still needs to bring all of this Lemaisa. And the Lemaisa of all of this is the Mitzvah of Sukkah. A person needs to take the whole Yom HaNoroim, and they need to take the whole Rosh Hashanah, and the whole Rosh Hashanah, and the whole Yom Kippur, and now they need to do something with it. And this is the Mitzvah of Sukkah. The Shuvo Elai, come back to me. Ki gal ticho is come back, come into my sukkah. Come into my sukkah. Ki gal ticho on Yom Kippur. I redeemed you on Yom Kippur. Now I want Shuvah. I want you to come. I want you to come. I want you to take the oil that you discovered in Rosh Hashanah, and I want you to take the Yeshua that you achieved on Yom Kippur, and Shuvah elai. Yes, that's the Arayim Kippur. That's what you need to come into. And this explains what the grossest of Simcha Yisera is of Sukkos. Why is it such a Simcha? Every Yom Tov is a mitzvah of Simcha. Every Yom Tov is Samach Tov V'Chagecha. What's Dafka? What's special about Sukkos? So everybody knows the famous Kasha of the Torah. Well, that's the Kasha of the Torah to explain what we just said. Kasha of the Torah, why B'chal Sukkos in Tishrei? Sukkos should be in Nisan. If it's Kippur Sukkah, it's a Shabbos, B'nai Yisrael, we'd see Oysom, Eres Mitzrayim. So that happened in Nisan. What's that? That noch alba yom. So we'll come back to the Torah in a minute. But everybody knows the Gro, the Vilna Gaon, the Gro's famous terrace in his Kashi makes the Cheshbon, that it was on Sukkahs that the Anane HaKobot, which had departed at the time of the Egel Azov, this is when they returned. We know that the Sukkah is Keneged, the Anane HaKovet, when we're surrounded on all sides and wrapped up, which is why we eat wrapped up food, right, in the Anane HaKovet of the protection of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, the Anane HaKovet return, so the Mele, we have Sukkos. You can still ask, okay, this is when they returned, but the Maisa, they had the Anane HaKovet the minute they left Mitzrayim, so it's not Halshven, we should still have it in Nisan, why do we wait till Tishrei? Elamayz the terrors was stated in the Gemara, b'mokum shebali tshuva oimdim ein tzadikim gemurim necholim lamod. Where bali tshuva can stand, even the greatest tzadikim can't stand. Coming back from having done an avera is not hecha from never having done the avera in the first place. Und dos ist tait in the pasuk tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki choshalto b'avinecho. What's the ki choshalto? You should come back because you've done an avera. The pshat is, had you never done the Avera, you can never get so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. G'doy lo teshuva shemaga'as ad kisei ha'kovod is a pshat, that only through teshuva can a person get that close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A perfect tzaddik can't get that close. Chas v'sholom to say, echt avar shuv. Chas v'sholom to say, oh, So I'll do an Avera, and then I'll do Tshuva, and I'll come back, Chas V'Shalom. But I understand that the chesed of Tshuva is that only because you broke it can you come back even stronger. And we're all Bali Tshuva. Famous Maaseh with the Ger Rebbe. Oh, Mom, Dach HaGer here. Famous Maaseh with the Ger Rebbe. Somebody came to the Ger Rebbe with a shayla about a shidduch. He says to the Rebbe, I've got a daughter, and I've been this. It was somebody's read a shidduch with a fine young boy. What about him? Ah, Masmin about Middis Alstin Kvaldik. No? So the fellow says, yeah, but. The Rebbe says, Vos. The father. Vos, I got him. He says, the father's a Baal Tshuva. So the Ger Rebbe says to him, he says to him, indeed, did you miss the Baal Tshuva? Chas V'Shalom! Me a Baal Tshuva? So the Rebbe looks at him and says, Fabus nicht, kein Baal Tshuva. Why aren't you Baal Tshuva? How have I to be a Baal Tshuva? We should all be Baal Tshuva. Dann ru, noch im Kippur sind alle Baal Tshuva. I'm a mokish of Bali Tshuva Oimdin, the greatest tzaddik. Now the vote is, there's no such thing as a tzaddik gomel. That's the kneitch here. Because ain't tzaddik v'or, it's as she has to tevel o'yechata. Shlom HaMelech says, Sheva yibol tzaddik v'kom. The greatest simcha of Sukkos is that we've come back and the Shuva Eli is not hecha, it's closer, it's a bigger kiruv, ki gal ticho, because I've been going you from the chet, because my chitzich of v'shoecha. Moritim. That's also ties to the second luchos, yeah? The Gemara Baba Kama asks, how come by the second luchos is Loshen of Tov, the man Yitav Loch by the mitzvah Kabe de Savicho? You don't find this Loshen by the first luchos? The answer is because the first luchos was subject to be broken, the second luchos can't be broken. Why can't the second luchos be broken? Because the second luchos were achieved as a result of Tshuva. And the second luchos is Doksukas! Doksukas! Yeah? Because the second luchos came back on Yom Kippur. And 4 days later, here we are, right? We're on, 5 days later, it's Sukkos, and Sukkos is the simcha of the return of the Anani HaKomet as a result of the Kapora, Vayom HaShem Sonach. Is Memeda, one aspect of Ki Spineni B'Sukkoi is that we come into the Sukkah and we feel that we are enveloped in this world of Shuv Olai, that we've returned, we've come back, and we feel secure, and we feel safe, we feel like we're in a higher place. It's begeder Shuv Olai. When we walk into the sukkah, a person should feel Shuv Olai, we're coming back to the Bnei Shem. Noch a ganze yom in aroim, we're coming back to the Bnei Shem. There's a lot more to be said about this, but that's the ultimate Yitzmanemi. Mitzad echot. But the Maise goes further than this. State of Medrash, it's a Medrash Rabbein Emor like this. Omar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. Vo'oyle mazeh amarti lachem shetasu li sukkah. The Baruch Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, in this world I asked you to make for me a sukkah. L'shalim li es gemuli shegemalti imochem. In order to pay back the favor that I did for you. Shenem amasukas teishu shivas yomim leman yedidur seichim ki masukas hashabtis bnei Yisrael. Icham dich keton atoiva. Right? I protected you in a sukkah, so you do me a toiva and you build your sukkahs now. Everybody knows that here. But then he says, then he said, avalo ostid lovo. Ani oifia b'malchusi v'ani mogin aleichem kesukkah. The Rebbe Hashem says, in the future, I'm going to look after you and I'm going to protect you like a sukkah. Shenema v'suka tia l'tzev yoimon meichoyre. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in the end of days, when the world is falling to pieces, as it already has started now, Hashem says, I will wrap you up in a sukkah and I will protect you in return for your sukkah. So this Medrash tells us an amazing thing. That a sukkah, is not just commemorative of something in the past, it also talks about something in the future. There's an aspect of future to the sukkah. That there's a sukkah tiel etzel yoimom, the osid lovoi, there'll be a yitzvineni besukkoi b'yoim ro'o. That when a bad day comes, when the ultimate bad day arrives, which is the day of din in the world, which will bring the world basically to its end just before Mashiach, ki yitzvineni besukkoi is this pshafa, ani mogin aleichem Kusuka. Now, if you look back in the Mizmor that we've chosen to talk about this morning, Stavad Hashem Oyv, you see something really amazing. It's very interesting. And it's boilit. It jumps off the page. You see that this Mizmor is basically split in two. And the two halves are so opposite, they're in such contrast, that you could almost think that it should be two Mizmorim. But they're not. The first chelek is oozing with confidence. Brimming with confidence. L'tovet Hashem oyri v'yishi, mimir, I have nothing to be afraid of. Hashem bo'oiz chaya, mimi evchot. And if b'kroi v'olai mireim, tzorim v'oivali, that's their problem. Hey, v'kosh v'lo follow. And im tachna olai machne, if they try to camp against me, lo yira libi. No, God, v'zoiz ani v'oiteach. And I'm claw, and it's fine, I'm going to ship to b'beis Hashem. And I know it's going to be okay because he's benedi misukum yim ro and yasrim says to all b'tzurim benedi moedig moedig. And this whole chedi finishes ashira va'azamro la'ashem. I will sing and I will make music to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Confidence, claw, no problems. Then he carry on reading the second chedik, and all of a sudden the mood changes like the British weather. Glorious summer's day, and all of a sudden. Shema Hashem Koli Ekro, V'choneini V'aneini Bo Yishloilom, save me. L'cho Amali B'bach Shufonoi, and I'm looking for you Hashem, Esmelech Hashem Avakesh, and then we're davening, Al Tastev Alech L'meni, don't look away, Al Tastev Af Avdecho, and we say, Ki Ovvim Azum Vuli, and HaKosh Baruch Hu, you should gather me in. What happened? A minute ago, we're talking about the Bo Yishloilom is my protection, and he's my salvation, and if anybody tries to start with me, they're going to fail before they've even started. And all of a sudden, I'm davening, I should be saved. And I'm davening. Originally, the Moshe says, when it says, Al Tastev Benech Memeni, before, what was the Loshen? We said, Yastireini V'Seser O'Aloi. The Bershom would gather me in, and now I'm saying, Al Tastev Benech. Before, I'm saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mimi Iro, and now I'm saying, well, I'm not sure, I'm afraid, Bershom. Protect me, Leman Shoiroi. Al Titneini B'Nefesh Tzoroi. Don't put me into, before we said the Loshen Tzoroi, what was the Loshen? If the tzorai comes, I've got no problems, I'm safe. Hey, Mokosh, live and I'll follow. And this time we say, Rebbeinu Shlomo, please save me. I'll take Nedim Nefesh, sorry, protect me from Nefesh. So what's going on here? And the Malachorah, there's two aspects. The one aspect is that there's a certain bitochen that the Rebbeinu Shlomo will protect the Yid. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Oiri, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Yishi. But that's sort of, so to speak, in the past. I've gained this salvation, I have gained this protection, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is looking after me. But what about the future? Can I be so certain that down the road, I will still be protected? Can I be certain that tomorrow, or the next day, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will still be there for me? If they are today my threat, yeah, I've achieved a Yishi. But how do I know that the Bereshit will still be there? And therefore we daven, Al Titcheni, Al Ta'azveni. And I believe the idea here is a similar idea to that of the Rav Shitzer. The Rav Shitzer, when he talks about Ne'ila, when he asks most people about what Ne'ila means the end, the gates are closing. And the image that we have in Ne'ila, the end of Yom Kippur, is that there's no time. The gates are closing, and we're trying to get in the gap, we're trying to rush through those gates, right? Before the slam shot for everyone. That's the image. And that's why Taka says at the beginning, Pesach lo nusha, ve'es ne'ila shah. It's like if you've ever rushed for a plane or for a train, if you've ever been through that experience, right? It's like, hold the doors! Right, because in other words, I'm trying to get in. That's the posh of shah. I'm trying to get in. Pesach lo nusha, keep it open, ve'es ne'ila shah while it's trying to shut. But the Rav Shitzer Gazor, there's also an opposite shah. The opposite shah. What's the opposite shah? When we're doch gegangen a ganze elo, and we've been through a whole Rosh Hashanah, and the Chodesh says me teshuvah, and kimat a whole Yom Kippur by this point. Choch epis we've achieved. Something we've achieved. Even if it's a flicker of teshuvah, we've moved somewhat. We've taken on some sort of new takona, some sort of new commitment. Epis homni oivkitivu, right? Medavan and azoi. That which we've achieved until now, Rebbeinu Shlomo, lock it in. Save it. Compares it to somebody who builds a safe for a big oran, right? The last thing you do is build the lock, knack it closed, take the terrorist tight inside. And with Davanan, that which we've been through and that which we've achieved and the inspiration that we've had for the last 40 days, Rebbeinu Shlomo, Let me have it for the future. Don't let it dissipate. Don't let me wake up the next morning, right, and it's showing gigangit, like machisi cha'ov. Not for shoecho, but the inspiration. Does attach, the mahid attaches into the posuk. In Shearshim, kapus amanu, a ne'il is also a lotion of a lock. Loyal deles. The Chorvi can say exactly the same thing with sukkah. If, I'll repeat what we learned before, that the oiri v'yishi, as the altar said of Rosh Hashanah, now needs a lemaisa. And that we come into a sukkah, and the whole idea is shuvo elai, because we're trying to bring it back in, right? Then the idea of the sukkah kis b'neini is the voice of Loshon Tzofun. Tzofun, gzera tesvov tesvov. There's a tzofun at the beginning of Pesach, and there's a tzofun at the beginning of sukkahs. Tzofun is the pshat that you hide it away, but you're hiding it away for the future. The whole idea of yachatz is that you put something aside that you can bring out later. That's why I put away the bigger half, Taka. The bigger half is put away because it's softened for a future date. Similarly, the yitz b'neini of the sukkah is dos vasichot haint, that which I've achieved today. I want to be able to access it down the road. I want to be able to have something from that. I don't want it to just to disappear like the luft. I don't want it to fall away. Asher al kein, the nedobin Hashem moves away from a sense of, yes, we've achieved, from a gesach guton, had an oiri, we had a yishi, don't leave it there. Make sure that I've got it later for a yoim ro'o. That is the yisminim sukkah yoim ro'o. And that's takawai later. It says, al tahta b'nachamani. Don't hide away. Let me access it. Let me find that expression. Let me find the ruchis. And that's taish. Why after machisi cha'ov and after the ogiga al ticha, there's something still called the shuvah elan. That's all idea of sukkahs. And that's all idea of the simcha of sukkahs. I just want to say that Reb Chaim Friedlander makes this very practical. He says that, be'etzem, and really he's talking about the same idea. When a person comes into a sukkah, a person is coming into what's called silatu b'emanuso. A person is coming into the shade, the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emunah. The sukkah is supposed to be a place where a person actively puts into motion the esoides that we picked up over Yom HaRoim, where a person feels that Gashmis doesn't exist, and Ein Oid Mulvadoi, and all the protection in the world is garnished vent, it's all about the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The person is supposed to come into the sukkah and feel this thing. So, if there's ever a Yom Tov that brings to the surface the idea of Shivisi Hashem Lenek Disobit, that we live in the shadow of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, literally in the say sukkah tzir tzeil yoimo, literally b'tzeil d'menenusa, it's sukkahs. Only after Rosh Hashanah, and only after Yom Kippur, where a person's come so close, this kiruv that we talked about, a person's come so close to Rebbeinu Shlomo, can a person be in a sukkah and feel like the Rebbeinu Shlomo is right there? It's right there. And we state at the end of the pasuk, Shvisa Hashem Lenegdi Somit Ki Mimini Bal Emoit. It's the same idea. It's all very well to have a shivisi, but the tefillah is bal emoit. I don't want it to move. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to have it that after everything I've been through, it just falls away. So he takes this idea one step further where he says, so sukkahs is how you lock in this ne'ila, where you lock in the inspiration of Yom HaRoim, but you need to lock it in a way that you've got to during the year as well. Shivisi Hashem is not just a mitzvah for 7 days of sukkahs. Shivisi Hashem is a mitzvah that carries us through the entire year. Doch the first page of Shulchan Aruch. There are more Shivisi Hashem Lenek Disomit, and you can't compare a person that lives with Shivisi Hashem to a person that does not live with Shivisi Hashem. To live with Shivisi Hashem means a person is constantly living with the awareness that they are b'tzilud b'menusa. But this madrega, this darga, can only be achieved on sukkahs. It's only when a person recognizes, he says, that's taish, lema'an yeidu d'reseche, ki b'sukkah so shavdis b'nei yisro meres b'tzroim, right? It's not b'shat then, it's b'shat now. A person needs to feel that we're still in the midbar. Yesterday, it seems like our parnosa comes from work, and our health comes from the doctor, or from our fitness regime, and the diet, and our simcha comes. For a yid really to understand what's going on, we need to appreciate that we're just as much in a midbar today as we were then. Mon can fall from the heavens, water can come out of a rock, and the protection comes from Anani Akovit, no difference. On sukkahs, a person walks out of their home and into a world that says, Eina levadus all the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Hainu, that we can achieve this level of Shivisi Hashem, and we can't achieve that at any point. Bal Emoitz is the Pshat, I'll have it for the Fisher. Ki Yitz B'nein V'sukhoi, I'll have it for the Fisher. The Tzofun is put away, that I can pull it after Chanukah, and I can pull it after Pesach, and I can pull it out of Shavuos. And at any time of the year, the Sukkah locks in the Oiri V'yishi that we've achieved until now, and it gives us one practical step as to how to make this happen. And he says, the Tov HaPoshet, Shtetim Yigemora, on the Pasuk, Ba'ato Mo Hashem Shoyim Le'imoch, Ki Im Le'yiro, the Mo Hashem Shoyim Le'imoch is not Mo, but it's Me'o. It's Me'o, and it's a reference to the Me'o brochas that a person has to make every single day, that every time a person makes a brocha, they're basically recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Motzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, not the boss, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bori Pri HaGofer, and not the winemakers, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything. And the Me'o brochas we make every single day is a way to maintain the Shibisi Hashem that can be achieved, that can be achieved in Sukkah Sasha Alkain, the Chorid, the Kiyis, Benayim, the Sukkoi, that begins, it's Hashem on Wednesday night, and now Sukkah really achieves both of these purposes. It locks in the past, that Ne'ilah, locks in that which we've already achieved, but it's Belosh and Sofon in the sense that we can access it for the future. Dehainu, there's no point in having been inspired and made commitments, and there's no Yid that wasn't on some level. I actually spent Yom Kippur in a community where there were thousands of people. I don't know how many Rishon Shabbos, Tosfei Sechnish. And you look out there and say, what's happening? What are they hearing? What's going on? Yeah, but the might say, Yid is a Yid. There's no Shai there, Yid is a Yid. It doesn't matter whether there be Mechalel Yom Kippur, not Mechalel Yom Kippur. Le Maise, every single Yid is stirred to some degree, to some extent. But what point is there in that if the next day it's gone out the window? Right, and there's nothing left. Chas v'shalom. This is the altar of Sukkah. The altar of Sukkah, as the altar told us, is yes, machisicho opishecho, and yes, cheon chatisecho, and yes, already kikalticho. I've already saved you. Obizostavisim hoishano v'hoishionav. You still need the Yeshua. You still need to make sure that what you've achieved doesn't dissipate like the smoke. You need to make sure that you've got it so you can draw from it in the future. And also the Tajkis Minim Sukkoi, and Be'ez Hashem with Zoich, as a result of that, there's Altas Melech with many, and that's the Kaviel Hashem in the past, and Be'ez Hashem with Kaviel Hashem in the future.